Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Week in the Rockies, July 10th through the 14th. It'll be coming live from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. 279,000 head will be offered all week long, including 51,000 feeder steers, 34,000 feeder heifers, 46,000 weaned calves, 135,000 calves on cows. For more information, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more on Week in the Rockies. Talking to today with Mike Schulte, Executive Director, Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We're kind of at the tail end of what has been proven to be an extremely long and elongated, drug-out wheat harvest for 2023. Mike, we are really to the short rows.
Yes, Ron, and it has been one for the record books, I think, as far as just production in general for Oklahoma and the Southern Plains this past year. No doubt producers just had challenges from the very get-go. We really didn't think we were going to have a harvest anything just because of the long-term drought. We did start getting rain the third and fourth week of May, you know, when the crop's ready. And I think in all instances, producers across the state have just been so thankful for the moisture. We haven't been complaining about it. It did allow us to harvest some things that probably we thought would never even make a crop at all. So in those instances, it did help us in parts of central Oklahoma. But there was just so much loss to begin with. And then once we got into the field, they've really had to struggle just getting it out. It seemed like we would get on the combine and maybe cut a half a day, and then the next day there might be 5/10 to an inch of rain depending on location. And that really has gone on since Memorial Day up until the 4th of July. And, you know, we're still struggling in some areas in northern Oklahoma and the panhandle regions trying to get this one out. And I think the verdict remains we're 90% complete. I just don't know that in some instances, you know, if it rains the next 6 to 7 days, like they're talking about, that we may see a lot more abandonment on those final acres.
Mike Schulte, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, saying those final acres may not be harvested because of a combination of mud and lots of weeds. One of the big junior national beef cattle shows happening this week in Madison, Wisconsin, the Hereford Junior National Show. And one of the judges there is Blake Bloomberg, who at one time was the livestock judging coach at Oklahoma State University, now an associate professor and livestock judging coach at Black Hawk College, junior college in Iowa. Blake says these junior shows continue to give the overall show industry a lot of relevance.
As long as youth projects and youth want to be involved in the project, I think that it's endless on how far we'll go. Well, we have to keep developing a product for the young people that want to get involved in it. And, you know, it gives us another avenue from a selling standpoint. But, you know, 25 years ago, we didn't sell cattle for over 10,000 show heifers. Now, some places, that's what they average. So, you know, I think we continue to get better and stronger as long as we keep having these junior exhibitors. And that's going to be the lifeblood and staple of our continuation is the junior exhibitor.
Dr. Blake Bloomberg, you've got farm news on Ron. It's the 71st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show happening July 21st, 22nd in Norman at the Embassy Suites. A tremendous set of speakers, including closing keynoter meteorologist Matt Makins with a long-term weather outlook, including a look at El Nino, Texas rancher Donald Brown, and NCBA President Todd Wilkinson, and many more. Register online at okcattlemen.org. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 21st, 22nd, Norman. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.